When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And a very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again. The Oh the Pain podcast. Friday, it is December 15th, 2023. 9 days till Christmas. I guess 10 days till Christmas. And the Joe Beningo Oh the Pain podcast is brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. By Anita Discount Tire. And, of course, by our friends at DraftKings. We move to the final 4 weeks of the ever fast-moving National Football League season. We'll get into my picks for week 15. I believe it's week 15, right? I'm telling you, the weeks go by like it's insane here. Let's see. It is, as I still look, week 15. There you go. We had a game last night. How about this game last night? Where the Oakland, L.A., Las Vegas Raiders absolutely destroyed the San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers 63-21. And how about this? Last week, the Raiders got shut out by the Vikings. They lost 3-0 to Minnesota. Vikings kicked a field goal in the last 2 minutes of that game. And this week, the Raiders put up 63. There's got to be a record for that. That's got to be the record for the most points scored by a team the following week after they get shut out, right? It has to be. 63-21, and I'll tell you right now, Brandon Staley, the L.A. San Diego Charger coach, he is not long for the world. I mean, he is not. Look, if he's not doesn't get fired today, he's going to be gone at the end of the year. Black Monday, he'll be out. There's no doubt about it. And there's a lot of rumors that Belichick may wind up going to the Chargers. I think Francesa actually started that rumor, so who knows. But there are rumors that Belichick might wind up in San Diego, L.A. with the Chargers. You know, he's got Justin Herbert there who's out for the year now. He broke his finger. He got it operated on, so he's done for the year. But you know, let's be honest. The Chargers stink. They've been a paper team for a long time. They're 5-9 now on the year. Yeah, I mean, I ask myself these questions. I really do. How the hell did my football team, the New York Jets, lose to the Chargers? How'd they lose to them? How'd they lose to the Raiders? How'd they lose to the Falcons? How'd they lose to the Patriots? I mean, you look back at those games and you say, how is it possible? Now, they did give up 27 points in the loss to the Chargers, but, you know, first of all, they got one touchdown on a punt return. They got another touchdown when there was a fumble by Zach and it was returned to the 2-yard line and they punched it in from there. And then you look at the other games they lost. They gave up 15 to the Patriots. They gave up 13 to the Falcons. They gave up 16 to the Raiders and lost all those games. Absolutely horrific. Now the Jets, of course, coming off that 30-6 beatdown of the Houston Texans last week where Zach Wilson had the game of his life. How about the fact that last week, the AFC and NFC offensive players of the week were the two quarterbacks of the two New York teams, Tommy DeVito, right, and the chicken cutlets and his family and all that. He was the NFC player of the week as the Giants on Monday night beat the Packers 24-22 with DeVito leading the game-winning field goal drive at the end to win it. And, of course, the Jets with their 30-6 beatdown, as I mentioned, of Houston, with Wilson thrown for 301 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, although he did have a fumble in the game on a running play. So they would name the AFC and NFC offensive players of the week. Unbelievable. Who would have thought that in week 14? I mean, when you go back to the beginning of the year, nobody knew who Tommy DeVito was, and Zach Wilson wasn't even expected to play this year because of Aaron Rodgers being here. And speaking of that, there is talk, and I don't know how this is going to play out. Obviously, Zach's playing this week in the game against Miami, and we'll get to that game coming up. But how about the fact that it's possible that Rodgers may be cleared to play next week in the Christmas Eve game against the Commanders at MetLife? Is that possible? And I got to tell you, and I know I'm probably in the minority here because everybody's going, oh, what if he gets hurt? Da, 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 da. Okay, fine. I want to see him play. I'm sorry. You know, we waited a long time to see this guy play for the Jets. I want to see him play. If he can play, get his ass out there and let him play. If he wants to play and the doctors clear him to play, let's see him play in these games. Now, I don't know if I'd play him against the Browns on that Thursday night, you know, that quick turnaround Thursday night after Sunday against Washington, but let him play in the New England, in the Washington game, and then in the Patriot New England game at the end of the year, and hopefully we can end this hideous 15-game losing streak to the, you know, godforsaken Patriots. Should have beat him early in the year. We mentioned that game. We lost 15-10. What a disgrace that was when the coaches basically coached scared and wouldn't let Wilson do anything. So we'll see if Rodgers winds up, you know, playing or not. That's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens. You know, before we get to the Jets and looking ahead to the schedule, big week in the NFL. You got three games tomorrow. How about that? How good is that? You know, now that the college football is over and I guess the bowls start this weekend, you got these lower level bowls coming up before you know, where we work our way to New Year's Day and the Final Four, you know, the college football playoff, you know, so we got a ways to go to that yet. But you got three games tomorrow, all of them with big playoff implications. At 1 o'clock, you got the Vikings and the Bengals in Cincinnati. The Bengals all of a sudden have won a couple in a row behind Jake Browning. And they're both these teams are 7-6 going into this game. Then at 4 o'clock, another big playoff game. Pittsburgh in Indy to play the Colts. Pittsburgh's lost two in a row. The Colts had won 5 in a row until last week when they wound up losing to Cincinnati. But both of those teams are sitting there at 7-6. And then at night, another game with all kinds of playoff implications. The red-hot Denver Broncos, who've won 6 of their last 7 games and are sitting there at 7-6 against the NFC, I'm going to say Central, those are the old days. The NFC North leading Detroit Lions, who are 9-4 and coming off a loss last week to the Chicago Bears. So a triple header tomorrow and every one of those games with playoff implications in the National Football League. So pretty good tomorrow. You can get excited about that. I want to get back here for a second. Let me get back to for a second here to the Giants. You know, all this stuff about DeVito, and he's been a great story. You know, the Italian kid from North Jersey, his family's all over the place. Now, on Monday night, you saw his agent, Sean Stiletto, dressed like, you know, Don Corleone, you know, at the game. And he all of a sudden became very prominent and all of that. So, you know, I thought that was pretty interesting. But everybody talks about his mother's chicken cutlets. Where's the lasagna? You know? Where's the spaghetti and meatballs, right? Where's the sausage and peppers? Where is that? I mean, where's the veal cutlets? I'm veal parmesan. Where's that? Right? Chicken parmesan. Where is that? Right. Oh, homemade pizza is my wife shouting that out there. I don't put homemade pizza with the other stuff, but nevertheless, you know, where is that? I mean, chicken cutlets is all well and good. And not that look, I can't eat some of this other stuff anymore because I get absolutely destroyed by the sauce, you know, by the wonderful Italian, spaghetti sauce or whatever you want to call it. It kills me, but we won't get into that. We don't want to get into that disgusting thought. But I mean, come on, no lasagna? What? Give me a break. No spaghetti and meatballs? Come on, really? No sausage? Come on. Let's go. Mrs. DeVito, let's get it done here, huh? Unbelievable. It's amazing. This family, they get more publicity than, you name it. Name the family. I don't know. The Obamas? I don't know. Big Don's family? Biden's group? Yeah, right. I mean, well, I don't know. They get a lot of publicity, these people. It's unbelievable. But good for Tommy DeVito. He's played great. I think one of the big keys for Tommy DeVito is the coach. I think Brian Daboll does a phenomenal job with quarterbacks. You know, and I've said this before, how much would I like to see Zach, you know, if he was playing for one of these guys, you know, like Brent, Kyle Shanahan, or, you know, one of these, you know, Sean McVay or Andy Reid or Brian Daboll, how much better would he be? You know, that's the one thing about Salah. You know, he's a terrific defensive coach, and the defense is outstanding. Him and Ulbrich do a great job with that. But, you know, offensively, that's something else again. And Nathaniel Hackett's just an absolute disaster as an offensive coordinator. Now, with that said, I don't know what happened last week, but it really looked like at halftime of the Jet-Texan game, somebody, maybe it was Salah, maybe it was Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, went in and said, look, this offensive game plan is not working. Because remember, that game was nothing at halftime. And we were seeing the same old, you know, running the ball on first down, running the ball on second down, and basically punting on third down. I mean, that's what we were seeing, you know. No gain on first down, 2 yards on second down, incomplete pass on third down, punt. That was it. And it looked like somebody went in and set the Hackett, okay, this is what we're going to do now. And the Jets came out winging it. Remember, they had that drive, the opening drive of the second half with Zach throwing the ball all over the place. They went right down the field for a touchdown. Second drive of the second half did exactly the same thing. It looked like a completely, completely different offensive football team in the second half last week as opposed to the first half, as opposed to pretty much most of the season so far. So we'll see what happens this week. Big game. They go down to Miami to play the Dolphins. Now, Miami, how about Monday? How about the Dolphins on Monday night? Who saw that coming as they lose to the Tennessee Titans 28-27 at home? Remember, the Dolphins had a 27-13. They didn't play well in this game. A lot of turnovers for both teams. Tyreek Hill was banged up, you know, went out of the game, came back, played again, was effective a little bit, then went out of the game again. And the Dolphins' offensive line has all kinds of injuries right now. But Miami had a 27-13 lead, 2-touchdown lead in the last 3 minutes of the game and wound up losing. Are you serious? And I saw a statistic, and I don't know if I believe it or not, but I guess it's true. I saw a statistic that it was the first time in the history of the National Football League, like 1,500 games or something like that. I don't know what the number was, that a team that had a 2-touchdown lead, a 14-point lead in the last 3 minutes lost. So, hey, thank God it wasn't the Jets. Let it be the Dolphins. So they play the Dolphins this week in Miami. I want revenge for what happened on Black Friday. You know, the Fail Mary, which has put Tim Boyle in infamy in Jet history. And remember one thing about that game, all right? And we kind of lose sight of this as they get ready to play Miami. And by the way, I guess the weather on Sunday in Miami is not going to be great. That's what I'm hearing. Weather in Miami is not going to be great. They're talking about thunderstorms and all of that. So we'll see. And the Jets are, let's be honest, I mean, no team in football has played more games in the rain than the Jets have. I mean, that game last week against Houston at MetLife, you know, it rained the whole day. So they're very used to playing in wet weather. So I don't think that's going to affect them in a negative way at all. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, remember the game on Black Friday. Remember, Eccles had with the Dolphins leading 10-0, he had a pick six of Tua. They missed the extra points. They're the only extra points Zuerlein missed all year. It didn't really matter in the grand scheme of the game, as it turned out. But that game was 10-6 right before halftime. And remember, DJ Reed intercepted Tua again right before halftime to give the Jets the ball right around midfield. That set up the Hail Mary, and we all know what happened there. So that game, you know, barring a freak play like what happened, you know, the Fail Mary play with Holland going 100 yards for a touchdown, that game would have been 10-6 at halftime. And we're talking about a whole different game. So I expect the Jets to play them tough. I expect this team now for the last four now games of the year, five including the win over Houston, to play big-time football the rest of the way. Why not? Let's go. How about we run the table? How good would that be? The one game that really worries me, though, more than, you know, the one game I really have a very hard time seeing the Jets win of the last four games of the year here is that Thursday night game in Cleveland. That's going to be a very hard game to win. Cleveland right now, you know, playing for a playoff spot. They're 8-5. All of a sudden, Joe Flacco has come out of mothballs, and he looks like the Joe Flacco that led the Ravens to the Super Bowl now, you know, what was that, 11 years ago? So, I mean, you know, I think that, and we all know about Cleveland's defense, Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Taki Taki, and all those guys. That's a hell of a defense they got there in Cleveland. So that's the one game that I have. You know, I could see the Jets beating Miami Sunday. I certainly could see them beating Washington and, you know, hopefully finally beating the crummy Patriots. But I have a hard time seeing them win that game in Cleveland. So that's a ways to go yet. We'll worry about that when we get there. But big game for Miami, who was cruising along. How about the Dolphins? They were kind of cruising along to the AFC East title, right? And all of a sudden, they've hit a big crimp in the road after losing that game to Tennessee. You look at what they have ahead of them now. It is no lock that they are going to win the division. They got the Jets this week at home. Then they got back-to-back weeks, and I'm not sure where the games are, but they play the Ravens. When is that? First, they play, I believe they play Dallas first. Play the Cowboys first. That game is in Miami, right? Then they play the Ravens. I think that game's in Baltimore. And then they close out the season with Buffalo at home in Miami. So all of a sudden, you know, the joyride of the Dolphins on their way to the AFC East title doesn't look so joyous anymore. And even this game against the Jets this week is not going to be an easy game. You know, Jets are going to be up for this game. They're going to be up for this game, no doubt. They want to stick it to Miami. And how great would that be to stick it right up to her and my favorite head coach, Mike McDaniel's ass? How about that? Oh, my God. He doesn't bother me as much as Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott, I can't stand the guy. So it's really funny. I mentioned this, too, as I'm rambling on. Ramble on. I was listening to a little Zeppelin yesterday as well. But nevertheless, I can't talk now. Isn't it amazing? I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, that's right. We're talking about the head coaches with Buffalo and all that. But, you know, going back to the old days, like I hated when Marino was playing and all of that, I hated the Dolphins more than anybody in the division. I hated them, right? I was kind of indifferent with Buffalo, you know, and even New England, because New England wasn't New England yet. This is pre-Belichick years, right? But even Buffalo, when they went to the Super Bowl those 4 years in a row, you know, and lost them all, I was rooting for them in every one of those games. You know, I didn't hate them. I got great respect for that team. That's one of the great teams of all time, even though they never won a championship. I mean, say whatever you want. The Bills from 90 to 93, they're the only team ever to go to four straight Super Bowls. Nobody else has done it, and I don't know if anybody else will ever do it, to be very honest with you, even though they lost all four of them. So with that said, now I've gone completely the other way, and the Dolphins, you know, I don't love them, but they don't bother me as much. New England's now, you know, New England is they stink now, you know. Bailey Zappi's the quarterback. Who knows if Bill's going to be around next year? Like I said, there's all kinds of rumors he may wind up in San Diego, L.A. with the Chargers. But now the team I hate the most in the division is Buffalo. I mean, Sean McDermott, what an ass, huh? Oh, God, I can't stand him. And I know Josh Allen's terrific and all of that. I can't stand him either. I can't stand him. Right? Well, they're just so unlikable, Buffalo. So they play Dallas this week. The game is in Buffalo. That's the 425 game. I will be rooting hard for the Cowboys in that game. So we'll see. But anyway, all right, as we roll on, we're rolling on here on a Friday, 10 days before Christmas. We'll get to my picks in a couple minutes. Let's get the sponsors in here. We'll start out as we always do with the Hackensack Brewing Company. And by the way, congratulations to my good buddy Mike Jones, who became a father again this past week. So congratulations to Jones. I believe that's three kids for him now. Best of luck with that. And again, we'll let you know when we're doing our next live podcast, probably sometime after New Year's, sometime during the NFL playoffs. We'll probably do it. You know, weather concerns right now because it's not exactly warm out right now. But You know the deal on Hackensack Brewing Company, located less than 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful Who Needs a House out in Hackensack. Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue, right behind the tombstones. And it looks like there's going to be a big tombstone any minute for Brandon Staley. As he's at, you know, after that 63-point beatdown yesterday at the hands of the Raiders. Unbelievable. But nevertheless, see Mike Jones there and congratulate him on the new baby. See Mike Jones, see TJ, Andre, everybody there, Herb. We'll let you know when the next live podcast is at the Hackensack Brewing Company. I need a discount tire. Go see my son Johnny. Big game for his Saints tomorrow. They play the Giants. So Tommy DeVito comes to town to New Orleans tomorrow. Right now, the Saints in a three-way tie in that brutal NFC South. If only the Jets could be in that division. Three-way tie with the Bucks and Falcons, all three teams at 6-7. So very big game tomorrow. The Giants, actually, for them, too, as they're actually only a game right now out of a playoff spot in the lousy NFC. You know, it's funny. The NFC probably has the three best teams in football, right? Because I think San Francisco, Dallas, and Philly, probably the three best teams. But overall, the AFC is better than the NFC. But nevertheless, go check out Johnny. Go check out his boss, Ari. Go check out everybody over there at Anita Discount Tire, Westwood Avenue, Rivervale, New Jersey. Tell them I sent you. And of course, last but certainly not least, DraftKings. You want to bet on anything? You want to bet on the football this weekend? The college bowl game's coming up. College football playoff, college basketball, the hockey, the basket, whatever you want, the NBA, whatever you want. Get in on the action. Use the code OTAPAIN to sign up. New customers can bet $5, take home $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code OTAPAIN. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.sot1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY 467-369. All right. Beningo, the OTAPAIN podcast. 10 days before Christmas, it is time for my NFL picks as we move in to week 15. 4 weeks to go in the National Football League. We mentioned last night's game as the Raiders blew out the Chargers 63-21. How about that? We've had a game this year where a team scored 70 when Miami beat Denver earlier in the year with putting 70 on the board. And now we got a game when a team scored 63 as the Raiders did last night against the Chargers. Very, very interesting. All right. But here we go for week 15 in the NFL. Last week, I had my third consecutive 2-1 week. I won with the Bengals. I won 2 weeks in a row with Cincinnati as they beat the Colts. Then I won with Dallas, who blew Philly out as I knew they would. They were 3.5-point favorite. They won that game by 20. And I lost with Miami, and I've been laying the big wood all year. It didn't work last week. I thought I was going to win when they had a 2-touchdown lead in the last 3 minutes. That didn't work out. So I lost with Miami, who lost to Tennessee. So 2-1 last week. I'm 27 up and 15 down for the year. I really had a very, very good year picking games. And we'll see if we can keep it going this week as my voice is starting to go. And I apologize for that. Maybe it's the coffee. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, here we go. It didn't hurt me when I was singing. I sang earlier the great song by the Flamingos. The Flamingos, exactly. I only have eyes for you. I know Art Garfunkel also covered it later on. I covered it before the show. My wife really enjoyed it. Anyway, here we go. For week 15, I'm going right back to the Bengals. The Bengals have been good to me. Jake Browning's been playing terrific. They're a 3-point favorite tomorrow in the early game on Saturday against Minnesota at home. You know, all of a sudden, Zach Taylor's done a great job with Joe Burrow being out. Give me the Bengals laying 3 at home over Minnesota. They, like I said, they've won their last two. The win last week over the Indianapolis Colts. They're 7-6, and they're right in the mix for the playoff spot, a playoff spot in the AFC. And as I said, Minnesota right now at 7-6 would make the playoffs in the NFC, but and they're 2 games behind Detroit, with a game yet to play against the Lions as far as trying to win in the NFC North. But give me the Bengals for the third week in a row, laying three at home against Minnesota. That's game one. Game two, I'm taking the Chiefs, laying 7.5 in Foxborough against the Patriots. The Chiefs have lost two in a row. That loss a couple Monday nights ago, or maybe it was Sunday night, to the Packers, and then the brutal loss on Sunday to Buffalo when Sedarius Toney, who plays with his head up his rear end too often, that's why the Giants cut him, and he winds up in Kansas City, lines up offside, and what would have been the game-winning touchdown on that pass from Mahomes to Kelce, who then lateraled it to Toney, who took it in the end zone, but offside on Toney. And we know that Mahomes kind of went crazy and all of that, whatever. And Kansas City loses to Buffalo. So the Chiefs have lost two in a row. I think they bounce back in a big way this week against the Bailey Zappies in New England. Now, New England, 10 days off, because remember, they won a week ago yesterday. They beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh, 21-18, the final score of that game. Maybe the game, I think it was in Foxborough, actually. It was in Foxborough. But they won the game 21-18. I like the Chiefs here. You're laying 7.5. To me, the Chiefs are winning this game by at least 10. You know, all of a sudden, it's a big game for Kansas City, who finds themselves now, you know, two games behind the Ravens for home field advantage in the AFC and only a game ahead of the Broncos for the division title. So this is in the AFC West. So big game for the Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs laying 7.5 on Sunday in Foxborough against the Patriots. And I'm taking the Browns on Sunday. They're a 3-point favorite over the Bears in Cleveland. Flacco's played great. He had a big game again last week as they beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville, 31-27. The Browns are sitting there at 8-5. They'd make the playoffs right now in the AFC. I like them here against the Bears. Now, the Bears have played a lot better. They beat the Lions last week. Justin Fields has been playing well. What have the Bears won? Three of their last four. They suddenly look like a decent team. And the line is a little low here. You know, it kind of worries me a little bit that Cleveland's only a 3-point favorite over the Bears at home, but I'm taking the Browns, laying the three. So the Bingo picks for week 15. Give me the Bengals for the third week in a row, laying three at home against Minnesota on Saturday. Give me the Chiefs on Sunday, a 7.5-point road favorite over the Patriots in Foxborough. And then give me the Browns on Sunday, laying three at home against the Chicago Bears. The Joe Beningo Pro Football Picks, amazingly, week 15 in the National Football League. And as I said, I know a couple people have questioned why Terry is not doing picks anymore. She is getting herself prepared for the 2024 season. She's doing her work. She says, right now I'm just going to observe how the rest of the year goes, and I will be launching a new effort in 2024. So we're giving her the rest of the year off. It is Christmas time. She's got a lot of things to do. We do have the tree up. The tree went up this week. It looks great. I'm looking at it right now. So outstanding job there by my wife and all of that with the tree. But most of it. But she will be back. I do very little. But she will be back. I consult. She will be back. I'm a great consultant. She will be back next year to do the picks. All right. Before we sign off here today, a couple things. First of all, I just want to bring this up about the Mets. I am so down on the Mets. I got to tell you. I mean, and I said this before. I was on with John Heyman yesterday on his podcast, and we thank John for having me on. Here's the bottom line. If you're a Met fan, they brought in this guy, David Stearns, who's a small market general manager. And I really believe, are they going to sign this guy Yamamoto? What's going to happen? How much screaming will Met fans, will we be doing if Yamamoto signs with the Yankees? What do you think about that? Huh? And I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to sign with the Mets. I don't feel good about it. I really don't. You know, typically, how about Ronnie Mauricio tearing his knee up playing winter ball in the Dominican, right? Of course, he's done for the year. Why not? Typical Mets. Unbelievable. But they brought this guy Stearns in, and I really believe it. They brought him in because he's a small market GM, okay? And he's going to run the Mets like they're the Milwaukee Brewers. And maybe he came in, maybe he's here to try to keep Uncle Stevie, how overrated is he turning out to be, from spending his money. You know, I'm a little, Uncle Stevie's more worried about putting a freaking Ferris wheel up, you know, and casinos up where the chop shops are now next to Citi Field than he is about his baseball team winning. He wasn't in on Ohtani. If they don't sign Yamamoto, where are they going? Are they going to sign somebody? Are you going to sign a guy like Justin Turner to be the DH? What are you doing? What are we doing here? David Stearns. Hey, remember one thing. Guy can't be bad. He did go to Harvard. Oh, my God. Ow! Ka-ching. Another $1 billion just did not go to Harvard. Everybody, enjoy. Can't imagine why. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the football on the weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Check out my show on The Fan tomorrow at 10. All the love.